With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. For many, the Missouri State Fair in Sedalia marks the final trip of the summer. Missouri State Fair Director Jason Moore says even though it may still be hot outside, there are plenty of places to stay cool while at the fair.
80 buildings total on the fairgrounds, and a lot of those vendor buildings where you can shop or look at some displays are all climate controlled. So if you get too warm, you can step in there, cool off. We work with our Missouri State Fair Foundation, so they've got five or six different bottled water stands. Want everybody to be safe and be cool.
Moore added that tickets are selling fast for this year's concert series.
I can tell you our last Saturday with John Party, it's going to be a sellout. Flo Rida on Friday, August the 15th, selling well. And if you know you're coming to the fair, don't wait and buy tickets because you're going to get a better seat now. When you are shopping a ticket, we urge everybody to go to moststatefair.com, etix.com.
Over 345,000 visitors attended the Missouri State Fair in 2024. This year's fair running August 7th through the 17th. For a complete list of events, you can visit their website at moststatefair.com. The USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service has announced it will no longer conduct a National Environmental Policy Act analysis when approving genetically engineered seeds as unregulated articles that can be freely sold on the interstate market. APHIS regulates genetically engineered organisms, and those regulations allow APHIS to grant unregulated status to a GE seed if the plant grown from that seed would not pose a greater pest risk than a similar organism. In the past, APHIS has also conducted reviews when granting unregulated article status to a GE seed to fully consider the expected environmental impacts of that decision. However, following a recent Supreme Court ruling in which the court held that agencies are not required to conduct NEPA reviews of actions where they do not have the statutory discretion to consider environmental impacts, that means it could be easier to bring GE seeds to the market. A series of new trade deals between the United States and countries around the world could directly benefit America's farmers and ranchers. Groups like the American Farm Bureau support the agreements, noting that strong and enduring agreements help connect U.S. farmers and ranchers with global markets. The U.S. Grains Council also applauded the trade deals, including the one between the United States and the EU. Grains Council President and CEO Ryan LeGrand said this deal promises to build upon long-established trade with our eighth-largest grains and all forms trading partner, worth more than $1 billion in the 23-24 marketing year, and our fourth largest ethanol trading partner. The Renewable Fuels Association said the deal comes at a good time as corn growers prepare for what is looking like a record harvest. RFA President Jeff Cooper said, "We stand ready to produce larger volumes of cleaner burning ethanol and valuable co-products for our customers around the world." For the first time since July and August of 2023, the Rural Main Street Index, a survey of bankers in areas that rely on agriculture, registered two consecutive months of above growth neutral readings. It's the highest level for the RMI since July of 2023. Bankers reported very low farm loan delinquency rates over the past 6 months. Unfortunately, one in four farmers is expected to experience negative income in 2025. For the 13th time in the past 14 months, farmland prices sank below growth neutral. Farm equipment sales dropped below growth neutral for the 22nd straight month. Regional exports of agricultural goods and livestock for the first 4 months of 2025 compared to the same period last year fell from $4.5 billion in 2024 to $3.7 billion in 2025 for a decline of 18.5%. Mexico was the top destination for regional ag exports, accounting for more than 55% of those total exports. That's been a look at your ag news on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.